Okay, that's green.
Woohoo!
It's time!
It's Saturday. It's a very sleepy Saturday.
Yep.
Only reason why it's a sleepy Saturday is because I didn't get to sleep. I was at work.
Is that so?
Yep. Couldn't sleep at work. Too much shit to do. So much shit to do. It was insanity. What's up, Shane?
We should be live. I don't know.
We are.
Okay. Yep. I'm just not getting the update yet. Okay.
Oh, I'm dicking around on my phone because YouTube has this.
There
thing
it is. All right, I see it.
Where it
we're
hates
cool
me. All right.
I was. No. What the fuck?
There we go.
No, that can't be it.
Okay,
I'm seeing it correctly on mine.
I mean, it says live.
There it is. I found it. Ha-ha-ha!
Come on.
Awesome.
Fuck
okay
you,
that
stupid
was
YouTube
that was messed
app
up. I don't know why
there
I couldn't
go
get that. For the life of me, I couldn't get it to do nothing. Yeah. All right.
Sure,
so that's set. This is set. We got here. Okay, so welcome to Fandom Night. This is the Sentai Review, and can you believe that at the level of tedium that we discussed the movie, I'm talking at the level of tedium, we discussed every trailer, we discussed every time there was new images, we discussed like the two or three different trailers that came out, we talked about the movie after we seen it on release day, we did an actual review for the movie itself later on to kind of get over the hype of going to the theater, and we just talked and talked and talked about this movie, and not once did we actually do the costume review.
And that's because professional.
Let's see how it says it. Professional, damn it!
That's exactly.
We do what we want! You ain't our mom and dad!
Wow. Yeah, it's hard to believe. Yeah, we never touched them, so That's going to end up being today. Well, and then we have other episodes as well. But we're starting here in the costume review.
Movie
costumes.
It's better,
Shane,
than starting off with terrible, shitty
which
villains
is going to be good for you because you missed the first movie costume review. So now you get to do the third movie costume review.
I think I even missed the first movie costume review. I think it had something to do with work.
Because technically, we also reviewed the second movie costumes because
they were
the same thing the series used. There was no difference at all. So we did cover the Turbo movie costumes because there's no fucking difference. We will not have Seth today.
He's in the chat.
Well, yeah, but we will not have Seth personally here today.
Nope.
So it's
he's dealing with back problem, which me and Shane both totally understand the suffering that is back issues. Mine's finally back in order.
Dang,
man. Shane, were you up all night playing a game?
Is that what you're playing?
It'd be great if you were able to speak into the mic and say that.
I'm not playing Mass Effect yet. I'm finishing off Dragon Age, playing a little bit of the other the Dragon Quest Heroes, and I'm also kicking through like two or three other projects.
And we still got to finish beating Dragon Quest 3.
Yeah.
And then you guys.
And then we got to play it again.
Play it again
when the remake comes out.
That pterodactyl bastard beat my ass. Straight up whopped on me. I thought that we'd roamed around and got so strong and been over-leveled and thought that we were just fine.
Nope.
Walked into that.
You know what we get to go do?
Stupid fucking.
The fuck?
We're green. We're still. No, I. That's no, we
weird
didn't even lose it here. In fact, it says that
I just
we lost
saw
it here.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah. So
this
I don't know why that happened.
This is fun entertainment.
Hope this doesn't happen today.
Is Spencer back?
If it does happen this way, if something happens and this video goes bye-bye, for whatever reason, we'll just do it the old way and just guarantee the episode one way or the other. But, yeah, weird. So I hope that's not a sign of things to come.
It's all right. I turned off the Wi-Fi on the phone, so I don't know why that would have had anything to do with it, but
I have a pretty good idea what's going on.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Is it Comcast again?
No.
Somebody streaming fucking high-definition YouTube.
Well, that's part of it.
Netflix.
Somebody's downstairs watching something. Down there,
yeah, there's going to be a... There's,
well, Gwen's down there.
There's more than likely... She plays... She'll watch Netflix, play Roblox, and talk on that chat thing, like the IM thing.
Oh.
And so she'll usually be running three types of streaming-esque services all at once when she's here. And normally we don't have her here when we're filming, but we do. So far, it doesn't seem like it's going to be an issue, though. Seems like that was a hiccup. Seems like I can drink a little bit more of this strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, I mean, we got about three more minutes to kill, so... We're not doing 0-1.
Do what?
Every single time somebody mentions 0-1, we're going to push it back another month.
And technically, that's not the full 0-1 folder. That was the old one I got that said so far.
So right now, let me think.
Is that still not
right
ready?
Now, it's been pushed back 6 months, so now it's pushed back 7 months. So it won't be coming out until 2022 now.
Yeah, is this still not ready?
I have not gotten an updated one yet, so.
Two more people just mentioned it. That's another 2 months, so 9 months from now.
Well, I don't give a shit about 0-1. I care about 0-5.
Just gonna keep pushing it back.
Hey Nick, are we reviewing 0-1 today?
Gundam?
Nope.
Oh
that's not
another
Gundam
month
show.
Because I mentioned it.
Kamen Rider Gundam. There you go.
Kamen Rider Gundam.
Another person mentioned it. Ten months out.
I wouldn't watch Kamen Rider Gundam.
Are we reviewing 0-1 today?
You don't count.
I do count.
No.
I'll get in the chat
has to be
and do it.
I was about to say, you better get in the chat and do it.
I'll do it.
Still won't count, but...
You know what? We should add 5 years for every time somebody brings it up.
You guys.
Nope.
You
I'm being nice.
Haters.
1 month. 1 month a time. So every single time somebody's like, oh my God, 0-1, when? It's going to be like, ha! Another
Seth,
month.
Seth added.
Seth does not count. He is part of the crew. Crew members do not count.
Well, speaking of the crew, it is 10-9.
So there's another one.
Let's jump in. Let's talk about these 2017 Ranger costumes.
So 0-1's been pushed out a year. So June of next year, as long as nobody else mentions it, we'll do 0-1.
Bam.
Around the room.
Oh, yeah. There's people here. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane Proto Guy.
Nick, the very sleep-a-din. Very sleepy. But I'm here.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. So, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to see this, Shane, but there was a movie in 2017 where they kind of updated the look of the Rangers.
Pretty sure we were all there at the theater.
I own it, so
yeah,
I know.
You own it? Yeah. That's not. I too own this movie.
I do too.
Yeah.
What? Yellow was not
4K.
A girl.
I even seen it in theaters.
So have I.
Yellow was totally not a girl.
There's even a little bit of evidence.
The very fat guy in a very skinny suit.
There's literal evidence that we've seen this before, and that we may even know about it.
I do. 13 months.
Because it's
July of next year is when we'll do 0-1.
I think we literally have like near, I bet you we have like 12 videos covering this fucking movie. But somehow we never
and
did
by,
this.
And by the time we get done, it'll be 20.
Right.
Come on, people. People, please. Please give me a reason to postpone a Kamen Rider episode.
Oh, my God. Look, I don't know about you.
They're cool, but...
There's a lot about this that I was not a fan of.
It's more alien than it should be.
Well, I mean, technically, their powers are alien.
When you phrase it that way, the powers didn't come from Earth, so they should be alien, right?
Well, considering that their powers come from the ancient dinosaurs of lore and
stuff
like that.
May have been where they stole the energy to create it, but Zordon is not... Zordon found them, and he didn't find them on Earth. In the continuity that we go by in the series, he found them, and he didn't find them on Earth, and so that makes them alien.
No, because apparently the Zeo Crystal is on Earth, but...
No, it's not. It's on the moon.
In this movie.
In this movie.
Yeah.
But then again, I thought the Zeo Crystal had something to do with, like... I can't remember what was going on here exactly. Something about the Zeo Crystal is what gives life to a planet.
Yeah.
Superhero landing.
Removing the Zeo Crystal would
wipe out. Is that for all planets? Because if that's true, then other planets have Zeo Crystals too, so ours isn't even necessarily special.
It's not.
Which means that if that's true, she could have just went somewhere else and got one and then came and destroyed us.
Don't you know?
14 months. August of next year.
So how that works, you have to attack Earth, it is mandatory.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't realize that was
there's no other, Bill, don't you, there's no other planets out there, only Earth.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, before adding the CGI glowy part.
Yeah, I mean, this is common when it comes to movies, but it's nice to see how much of the suit was
CGI.
Real.
No, most of it is real.
Yeah, most of it is an actual suit. I'll give them props for that, especially since we live in an age where they literally could have just put these people in fucking jumpsuits, and we literally could have CGI'd most of the entirety of it.
Looks like they played the shit out of the original Legends of Zelda Second Quest. They got a bunch of upside-down Triforces.
I really dislike that.
15 months.
I really, really dislike this.
September of next year.
This removal of the faceplates.
Well, actually.
And it doesn't just reveal their eyes either. It fucking takes the entirety of the face away. It even takes away their weird, pouty silver lips.
Well, to be fair, Ninja Storm, they were able to do that too.
They were able to remove the entire. Okay.
So that's going to be a
so
thing.
I guess. In canon, Rangers can do that, so that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And
I also don't dig the backbone.
The Matrix spinal thing.
I don't like the backbone. Really. And okay, is it just me, or does it look like...
Do you want to zoom in on it?
Well, like, okay, look here, right? Does it just me, or does every costume... Every single one of these costumes give every character here ugly ass.
Yeah, they all do have ugly ass.
They all have ugly ass. Not a single one of them is attractive in terms of their form to how this suit fits them. Like, there's nothing flattering about the costume. You can't tell that, like, a guy is buff or built or chiseled. You can't tell that, like, a woman has a specific frame. You can't tell if, like, Jason might be rocking that thick butt. But it's all ugly butt.
Well, the thing is, people in chat actually brought it up. I like that idea. It's the dead space life indicator.
But is it, though? If it was used that way, it would be cool.
No, it's cool.
Let's talk about this in a real practical sense. The world is in danger. I don't think Zordon and them care what they look like. Get out there and save the world.
And I'm going to give that to you. If it's built just to be a practical armor, then yes, ugly butt's not an issue.
Because I'm pretty sure Rita's not going to stop fighting me and like,
ooh,
oh, shit.
Jason's rocking it.
Man, you dummy thing.
And then they'd punch her in the face and she'd be like, damn it.
Damn it.
Fucking asses.
Did you just back Did you just bitch slap her?
I do what I want.
Ugh.
Again.
To show you the emotion of the scene.
I hate
they
that. Could
have power done, of they the could scene. Have done exactly what they did in Iron Man and just cut into the
they
helmet.
They could have done the Tony Stark thing and given us a readout, like what they see. There's no reason for this fucking
exposed face shit.
They
blew the entire CG budget on Goldar and the Megazord, all right?
Money not well spent.
And all the money that came from the merchant...
Also,
the original was
the
swords.
Idea that I Krispy can
Kreme,
see...
Yeah.
The idea that I can see him...
Even with all the Krispy Kreme rates and monies.
I mean, I guess if you're in, like, a jet, they're exposed to... But I'm going to say it's different because the way I view a Zord is that a Zord is primarily a tank. Like a Metal Gear is a tank, okay? And
just
like...
not Rex, because if you blow up the
well,
satellite
just like
dish.
We have to, I was just about to say, just like we have to shit on the stupidity of Liquid Snake when he's like, I'm just going to open this thing here and expose...
Because I can't see because my radar dish
I don't
is blowed
give a shit.
Up.
He's just shoot fucking everywhere and stomp around. You'll kill that motherfucker. He was the only way that you could have died was to open that motherfucker, and you did it.
Liquid Snake is...
Plus, you had the launch codes, and you already had the nuke.
Liquid
what
Snake,
are you doing?
Liquid Snake basically roll down his fucking window like I'm going to kill this bitch.
I'm going to kill this bitch and expose the only thing that could have defeated him. Here's the big red fucking shoot me here moment. Like, and this just seems dumb. If Goldar is in their face and they're grappling with him and he can literally look right at the tiny little man in there, in that window, right fucking there. Why did he just punch it in the glass?
Or he could pull a Terminator 2 and just...
Right. Or just like, fucking straight up Terminator 2, make a giant metal golden spike that just plunges right through the little window.
Shit, that's
so stupid.
Shit, that's made of space glass.
Space glass,
hey,
sorry.
Hey. Space glass is almost as good as space trash when you're trying not to die from Amuro.
I think this was from the...
Yeah, what the fuck is going on
I forgot
here.
Which country these were from, but it did show a little bit better on the upper part of the... costume, so
that looks like some kind of
Chinese
is that
writing probably.
Is that exactly the same costume? Is this just where they released it in a different country?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at the helmet and see if anything is different. Let me go back to these helmets here. There's the blue.
Slightly
there's
extended
the blue right
that,
there.
Seems like that's about it. It's just slightly extended a bit, but
okay, and I'm looking at his side and his armor plates and whatnot. That looks... I mean, I guess it's the same thing, yeah?
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not Billy, obviously.
Chinese.
It's a different person.
Yeah.
It's different. I mean, it's like a light blue color.
Yeah, maybe it's because this is not like... They didn't take a photograph. It's very much like... It's kind of like an artist rendering. You could tell there was a lot of work that went in after they took whatever picture
and it
this
looks
was.
Like this
yeah,
guy's Zord is like a mythical dragon.
Yeah, and what the fuck's going on where he has fucking dragon horse?
And to be honest with you, you can't go.
And
that
why
is a dragon horse?
Why didn't
what
he have
fuck?
A dragon horse? I'd have been okay with a dragon horse instead. Of...
No. We would have been acceptable to Dragon Horse if
Jason.
He would have showed up and went, look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
Yeah. Look, I would have been fine with a dragon horse.
Jason only gets a dragon later in, when he gets thunder powers.
Let's look at the next one of these. Okay. And then they give her, like, Phoenix Bird.
Phoenix Mothra.
Also wrong.
Technically... She had the Firebird when she had the Thunder Power.
I mean, I guess.
But they don't have
but
the Thunder
don't, yeah,
Power.
Yeah, they don't have the Thunder
they
Power.
They have basic bitch power. They haven't got upgraded yet.
Let's see the next. What?
Fucking snake turtles.
Turtle snake. Snake turtle.
Look, I'm gonna say
what's
that
this
if
Shin Megami Tensei bullshit?
If we'd have got these Zords, I'd have been fucking stoked.
He's like,
I don't know
I feel ripped off now.
Firebird, Dragon Horse, fucking Snake Turtle. So far, I'm intrigued as shit.
We need the Chinese version of this movie.
Yeah, what is happening here?
To be fair, fucking Zach needs to upgrade his anyway. He has a weird Mastodon Beetle thing.
They better not have actually got different Zords than us.
They're like, fuck America.
Someone asked if this was the canceled
then,
second movie.
Then I'm assuming that we just fucking literally they did a voiceover on this motherfucker and they put it out over there. So they didn't have different CGI or anything. They probably have to take things out and add little things here and there because of different areas and shit. But like, why would you advertise
Turtle
this
Snake?
Way?
Snake
Turtle Snake? Like what? Had we seen this during all our promotional shit, we'd have been like, is it going to be a turtle snake?
You're so fine.
And then we got to the movie and we'd have been pissed. We'd have been pissed that there was no turtle snake.
What do you think the next one's going to be?
What do you think the next one's going to be?
It's probably going to be the Yellow Rangers.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, no, a tiger.
It's just a straight-up tiger.
It's a tiger.
Tigre!
So they downgraded her.
Yeah, I went from fucking big-ass saber-tooth to just normal. What the fuck? Why do I get fucked?
I mean, I guess...
It's a Bengal tiger, motherfucker.
I guess the Black Ranger didn't get a mammoth.
Turtle snake.
Well, no, he didn't get a turtle snake or
a
mammoth.
Beetle. He got
a
mammoth.
He got a
beetle.
Weird fucking alien beetle.
It was supposed to be a mammoth, but it's a weird alien beagle.
So beagle. Not a mammoth.
Sure, it's a beagle.
It's
too.
A puppy. Alien puppies.
You know what? We're doing foreign country versions. Why not?
I want an alien puppy.
Okay. Well, she just got a straight up fucking tiger.
Let's see what Red got.
An eternal dragon.
Makes sense. His thunder power was an eternal dragon.
But
I summon you, Shenron.
They don't have their thunder. Doesn't.
So there's two dragons on this team.
Go,
a
Dragon
horse
Ball
dragon.
Rangers.
There's a horse dragon and a mythical flamey bird and a fucking snake turtle snake.
And Shenron.
And a tiger.
Bengal tiger.
And fucking tiger.
She's over there like, yeah.
She's kind of got the
shiny Shenron.
One.
She's sitting there like, wow. So now I know what Adam feels like.
She kind of got the worst one.
I got dicked.
Yeah, she kind of got dicked.
Wait, do we not know that either I'm not the one that's supposed to get dicked here.
In both ways, actually. She don't like that.
No. And I got dicked on, and I don't even like dick.
You don't even like dick.
You got Adamed.
That's what we're going to call it now. You just got Adamed. Hey, speaking of the color that Adam will get.
So there's, there's that.
There's the Black Ranger.
You excited?
Can you zoom into the coin on the Morpher? I want to see if it does. I just want to see it.
I mean, I could, but I don't see.
Ish.
Okay, there is a mammoth. Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I guess. It could have looked better.
I mean, that's a good shot to really see it, to see they have, like, the weird universe in their chest and... I mean, all the
lines.
Accents and highlights are cool, I guess.
The armor, I'm going to be honest with you, I like the black armor the best out of all of them.
I don't know, I like the blue, it pops.
Okay, they all have these highlight armor areas, like on the stomach and whatnot. I was just making sure.
But then again, I kind of like the metallic cobalt.
Well, she doesn't.
Well, you can zoom in and check, but I think
doesn't. She doesn't have it. It's just, look, it's not the same like the others.
Yes.
Because they're very noticeable. Like,
yeah.
And it's not just her color. Hers is not as bright. She doesn't get the same highlight that they do. She doesn't either. Hers is really dark, too. So the girl's got really dark highlight for some reason.
Well, their stories are
damn
kind of dark
edge
anyway.
Ladies.
Well, no.
Can't call them edge lords; they're female.
No.
It's sexist.
Trini has a terrible.
Maybe it's just
backstory.
A color idea because he has a darker thing too. For some reason, the blue and the black get like a more.
It's probably because they're already darker colors.
I wonder if it's lighting. I wonder if it, the light has to hit at just the right way. I don't know. That looks like a color difference. I don't think that's light.
This is a darker Power Rangers. Like, the whole thing is, it's not as upbeat as we're used to. We're not used to these kids, like, always volunteering for fucking bullshit.
Hanging out at Ernie's, drinking some juice.
Ernie's detention center.
These kids actually had real problems. Okay, I'm sorry. Three of these kids had real problems. The other two were, get over it.
All right, well.
6 out of 6.
Where do we think our best image is?
You're
here?
Using a Genesis to only go up to 6, really?
No, I don't. These suits are okay at best.
Yeah.
I like certain aspects, but for what they were supposed to be.
I like the plot and building up to fighting Rita. I didn't like anything
but
happened when they morphed.
Aesthetically,
I hated almost everything. I didn't like the Megazords. I didn't like the normal Zords.
By the way,
I didn't like the costumes.
You guys remember?
I didn't like the way Alpha looked. I really didn't care for Zordon being like a wall. I felt like that could have been better. I really hated the viewing globe.
No, the platform?
Yeah, the platform in the middle of the room that's just a bunch of fucking dots that Billy reads.
Hey, we gotta morph, guys. We gotta get back to the command center, stand on the platform, say it's morphin' time, then leave. There should be an easier way to morph. I'll think about it later. There's got to be some kind of portable thing we can carry with us. On the fly.
Nope.
No, they're like, hey, guys, fucking big monsters attack Angel Grove. We'll be right back.
I guess
to the platform, guys.
They got
to
fucking jog all the way.
Jump off the fucking thing and swim.
Swim down.
God, this sucks. Morphing sucks.
The fucking half the city's gone by the time they morph and come back.
Like, all right, guys, we're going.
Oh, we fucked up.
Portable. We need something portable.
We need something portable.
Now, if you remember,
I'll show you portable.
Do you remember the? You remember when they first in the Mighty Morphin, the first episode when they jump in their Zords?
Yes.
The first time in Kimberly, and all of them like
nice,
okay,
stereo.
Nice stereo. First of all, there's no stereo. Second,
Seth's giving it a 4, by the way.
Okay.
Well, good for Seth.
Ugh, he's wrong.
He is.
Like, sorry.
He's giving it Christmas.
Like, he's so fucking
now,
wrong.
I'm going to give these a 2 because I don't actually care for them.
2
is the best I can give them. I didn't like these things to begin with. I like the black one more than all of them, to be honest with you. But you saw them in their Zords here, right? Man, their shit is claustrophobic as fuck. Like, the other ones had a little more space, you know? Armor.
Yeah.
These guys are like, let's go, guys. This is fun.
So, yeah, I'm going to...
I don't like anything aesthetically about this movie.
Okay, here's the thing.
Plot and everything was fun.
They knew what they were stealing from. They knew what they were stealing from. And it does...
Iron Man.
It is kind of neat.
Captain
it is
America.
Nice to see them, like, armored. Okay, that's fine. But at the same time, we've always been okay with the idea that it's a mystical energy and it's fucking indestructible spandex, so...
Sparks fly, you hit the ground...
It's
the
not
camera angle
spandex.
Changes slightly, and
sorry.
Suddenly you're better.
So, like, I don't know. I can't say I like the fucking diamond galaxy thing that they have. I don't really care for that. They didn't need fucking reactors on their suits.
I don't like their tiny little baby coins and their tiny little
baby belt. I don't really care for their
things.
Tiny baby coins.
No, their coins suck.
They're fucking...
Oh, you mean they're mythical transformation rocks?
Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't coins. They were just rocks.
Yeah, they were rocks. They were
magical gemstone rock things that made you transform magical girl. Power Rangers.
I'm not a big fan of the fact that each costume has a pierced belly button.
Hey. Style.
I don't really care for the helmets.
Because you notice that the helmets don't really show off their dinosaurs.
Yeah, I can't really tell what anything is.
Like in the original...
That's a tiger?
Yeah, in the original she had the actual teeth.
I mean, Pink has like a pointy end at the back. That's about it.
I guess, but look at her right now and tell me what Zord that is. Right now you're working on hindsight, so that's fair,
Pink
but like...
Pink dolphin.
I mean, yeah, exactly. No, I think he's right. I think I could probably
Pink
tag it
shark?
Down.
No,
I could tag it down to her being a water thing. There's something very aquatic about what she's wearing.
Dolphins
I agree
have
with him.
More rounded.
Yeah, but
and I don't see that as a tiger.
Huh?
Like a big cat thing, like a puma.
I don't see that as a tiger.
I see a puma. Don't you see a puma?
I don't know what the fuck the Black Ranger is. I would say he's a bat.
Stop making up mythical creatures, Shane.
I would say the Black Ranger is a bat.
A bat?
I would. I'd say he's a bat. I'd say those are like wings wrapped
because he's Black Ranger!
To be fair, I kind of wish they would have changed it to a bat. At least it would have been better than whatever the fuck he got. Six-legged fucking beetle monster.
I don't know what she is. I think he's a bat. I think she's aquatic. The Blue Ranger.
Did he always have that green? Because they didn't look green in the movie. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys can see the green outline.
I do. That's so they know where to do the highlight things, because that's all CGI, too.
Okay.
You're CGI.
So, like, yeah, I don't know.
Seth says, play me.
No.
Dang! Dang!
If I play you, I'm going to turn up the volume on my phone, which means then we're going to have a weird feedback thing. Because I've got the damn stream up, so I'm going to hear us talking with you talking through the mic, which then I'll hear the mic talking through the mic, through the mic, through the mic, through the mic, indefinitely until there's a horrid, horrid death noise and we all die. No, I'm good. Not doing it.
That was a big roundabout way to say that he just didn't want to push that button.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hey! Seth upped it to a 6. That's how many middle fingers he just gave me. Love you, buddy.
So, you guys are right. The 4 is essentially more of, after thinking about it, the 4 is more of a thing where I've seen these suits in motion. I know what they look like in motion. In motion, they're not that bad. But you guys are right, we're not supposed to see this shit in motion, we're just supposed to look at the shit and then go from there. So, yeah, I will have to drop it down to a 3.3. So my apologies for changing the score.
Well, so Seth goes down to a 3.3?
Yep.
Look, I'm going to say 2. I'm going to say very much like Shane, I think you have to be a fan of this material to give a shit about this.
I'm a fan of this material, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
3.5. I like the designs, but they are still not an actual accurate representation of what they should have been.
Yeah, I can't tell what any of
But I still like the damn designs, because that would have been cool for a different show. Just not this show.
I can't tell what any of them are supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
They look like they belong. I'm going to say that they look like they belong more in Riders than they do in Sentai.
Part of me was going to say Guyver-like.
Yeah, Rider. Guyver is very much influenced by Rider and Ultraman.
Except Guyver got it right. Sorry.
So, Shane?
Yeah.
Sorry, but I prefer the motorcycle first movie costumes over these.
Shane's not sorry at all.
Sorry, you could be
He's okay with that.
You could be as mad as you want. These guys look like they belong in a Rider show.
I'm giving these a 0.
If I have to put them in one of the two shows, they don't look like they belong in Sentai.
I'm not going
to
nuke them. I'm just giving them a 0.
Scott added them to his list, so someday we'll have to see them again.
So, this whole team, quotation, even though they don't look like a team.
They're color coordinated.
Gets a 2.16.
That's not Rider hate. I'm telling you where I feel like they belong when I look at them. You guys need to relax a little bit. I think you're a little uppity.
You guys need to realize this is our show.
No, I'm not even giving a shit about that, because the show doesn't even exist without the fan base, so it is actually their show. But in all honesty,
we're the ones reviewing them.
I guess. I'm saying, look, I'm not sure, like, I'm just telling you where they don't look like they belong in Sentai. if I have to rate them between the two shows, they look like they belong in Rider.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They do. Speaking... Who is...
The best?
The coolest Ranger.
I thought the black one.
Blue.
I hate to say it, but I have to go with Mega Man over there.
Yeah! Mega Ranger.
All right, Bill. You can either pick a different color and throw this whole thing out, meaning that blue would win because of... Or you could pick black and we can have a tie.
Okay, Somebody is like Green Ranger.
So far, I've seen the green.
You think this.
I honestly think that's the better one. Even though
you like this.
I do.
You guys like this.
I don't think that the blue is bad at all. I think the blue is really nice. I just like the black
is
one.
Is this based on costume or Billy? It's
color.
Important.
Costume.
Okay, I'm asking because everybody liked Billy.
Look, Bill, here's the thing.
Because he was the only fucking character that was given a chance to be liked.
Here's the thing.
They did that on purpose.
I've always loved Cobalt, and that's a very, very good Cobalt-y color.
No, it's a damn good color. It is. It's a damn good color. And I like the way it's mixed. In fact, if I have to give these guys something, I do like that they're not just a color. They've got this, like, very much this stylistic marble-esque thing to them, like a polished marble. And I do like that a lot, actually. And all of them have that.
But yeah, for me it was either blue or red, but considering I go to red so often, it's like, I'll go blue this time.
Well, it's because the blue does look better than the red.
What are you saying, Bill?
Because they look so alien, I actually prefer the pink.
Because so it's a tie because Seth also said the black.
Because in the way that they look...
Thank you, Seth.
Mine doesn't, but, like, she looks the most alien to me. And they all kind of look alien, and I just feel like that was the aesthetic, was to put them not so much human as we've seen them before. I don't know, I just feel like that was an aesthetic choice they were making.
Poor Jason and Trini, nobody liked you more.
Oh, well. So, that's these guys. These guys are finally... in the rating system, which means next we'll cover, you know, something else.
Something.
We're done here.
Bye.
Damn.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.